I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's the season for international prizes, it seems. We've just had the Nobels, along with the controversy over President Obama's award. Now it's time for the 2009 Ibrahim Prize. In this case, the controversy is that there's no winner. The World's Alex Galifant explains.
The Ibrahim Prize is for one specific thing: achievement in African leadership. The prize is named after and funded by a British-based Sudanese telecoms billionaire, Mo Ibrahim, and he's created a pretty juicy award. The winner receives $5 million over 10 years and $200,000 a year for life after that. The prize can only go to a democratically elected leader from Africa who has served their term and then left office. The two previous winners from 2007 and 2008 are ex-presidents of Mozambique and Botswana. But in this, the third year of the prize, no winner. Here was the announcement.
This year, the prize committee has considered some credible candidates. However, after in-depth review, the prize committee could not select a winner.
Those credible candidates were thought to include the former president of South Africa, Thabo Mbeki, and the ex-president of Ghana, John Kufuor. But if they were waiting by the phone for good news, they were disappointed. Jennifer Cook directs the Africa program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. She says neither did enough to merit winning the prize.
Both Thabo Mbeki and Kufuor stepped down when they were required to, but that's a fairly low bar to get a major leadership award.
In Thabo Mbeki's case, Cook says his candidacy may have been weakened by his failure to deal with one of the biggest issues confronting Africa, HIV/AIDS. The businessman behind it all, Mo Ibrahim, said there was always a chance the prize might not be awarded.
I made clear at the beginning, when we started our foundation, that there may be years where no winner is chosen. And this is such a year.
Jennifer Cook adds that the Ibrahim Prize doesn't yet have the status of, say, a Nobel, and so not awarding it might do more for its prestige than awarding it.
It's probably a good idea not to reward it just for the sake of awarding it, but make it something coveted and difficult to get at. This hasn't been a great year for African leadership. A lot of rollbacks in some of the democratic progress of previous years. And I don't know that there have really been any standout leaders in terms of good governance, transparency, and so forth.
Better to wait, says Cook, until the next really exceptional African leader comes to the fore. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.